Lesson 3F.
The Kite Runner. Ali and Baba grew up together as childhood playmates, at least until polio crippled Ali's leg, just like Hassan and I grew up a generation later. Baba was always telling us about the mischief he and Ali used to cause, and Ali would shake his head and say, "But Aga Saab, tell them who was the architect of the mischief and who the poor labourer." Baba would laugh and throw his arm around Ali. But in none of his stories did Baba ever refer to Ali as his friend. The curious thing was, I never thought of Hassan and me as friends either. Not in the usual sense, anyhow. Never mind that we taught each other to ride a bicycle with no hands, or to build a fully functional homemade camera out of a cardboard box. Never mind that, to me, the face of Afghanistan is that of a boy with a thin-boned frame, a shaved head and low-set ears, a boy with a Chinese doll face perpetually lit by a hare-lipped smile. Never mind any of those things. Because history isn't easy to overcome. Neither is religion. In the end, I was a Pashtun and he was a Hazara. I was Sunni and he was Shia. And nothing was ever going to change that. Nothing. But we were kids who had learned to crawl together, and no history, ethnicity, society or religion was going to change that either. We saw our first Western together, Rio Bravo with John Wayne, at the cinema park across the street from my favourite bookstore. I remember begging Baba to take us to Iran so we could meet John Wayne. Baba burst out in gales of his deep-throated laughter, a sound not unlike a truck engine revving up, and, when he could talk again, explained to us the concept of voice dubbing. Hassan and I were stunned, dazed. John Wayne didn't really speak Farsi, and he wasn't Iranian. He was American. Just like the friendly, long-haired men and women we always saw hanging around in Kabul, dressed in their tattered, brightly coloured shirts. We saw Rio Bravo 3 times, but we saw our favourite, the Magnificent Seven, 13 times. With each viewing, we cried at the end when the Mexican kids buried Charles Bronson, who, as it turned out, wasn't Iranian either. During the school year, we had a daily routine. By the time I dragged myself out of bed and lumbered to the bathroom, Hassan had already washed up, prayed the morning namaz with Ali, and prepared my breakfast: hot black tea with 3 sugar cubes and a slice of toasted naan, topped with my favourite sour cherry marmalade, all neatly placed on the dining table. While I ate and complained about homework, Hassan made my bed, polished my shoes, ironed my outfit for the day, packed my books and pencils. I'd hear him singing to himself in the foyer as he ironed, singing old Hazara songs in his nasal voice. Then Baba and I drove off in his black Ford Mustang, a car that drew envious looks everywhere, because it was the same car Steve McQueen had driven in Bullet, a film that played in one theatre for 6 months. Hassan stayed home and helped Ali with the day's chores, hand-washing dirty clothes and hanging them to dry in the yard, sweeping the floors, buying fresh naan from the bazaar, marinating meat for dinner, watering the lawn.